You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
That was Rachel from The Breakfast Show. That cost us $45 that just for that voice thing. What do you think? Worth it?
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I reckon, eh?
Timeless.
Money well spent. She get tests before she goes as well. She's a bit more expensive. As you can tell, when you listen to The Breakfast Show, she's not talking as much.
Oh.
They get paid by word on breakfast.
Is that right?
It's real different. I actually shouldn't be about talking this on air. We should just be focusing on Cocktail Corner and not the ins and outs of how the money gets distributed around BFM.
Oh. Well, and now we need a drink.
You're damn
I know
straight.
I do.
What on earth are we making this evening, Kristen?
Okay, so to celebrate Valentine's Day, however you do it, Galentine's, Palentine's, whatever, we are doing a...
Palentine's.
What if something's going full Pepe Le Pew?
Do you have his voiceover?
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, but we are making a love cocktail because if you can't love yourself, who else is going to love you? So this is for everyone. And it's called a Shake Your Love Martuni.
Martuni. Okay. Now, you've prepped a bunch of martini glasses. We've rimmed them. What is on the rim?
So you can rim them with any kind of sugar, but I used a coconut sugar, so it's brown. And it might be a little sticky, but it looks pretty. We'll see how it tastes.
Okay.
And it's easy to rim. I used lime juice, and then you put them in two short dishes, like small dishes. And so then you can dip it and then rim it.
If anyone out there just wants to have a look at the setup here on Cocktail Corner this evening, I just took a photo and I put it up on 95BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry on Facebook. There's a photo of the
array. We've had two
of
likes,
glasses.
John, so far. Two likes on that photo on Facebook. Okay. You didn't. I was pulling the fingers for most of the time and I'm impressed that you got me with an open hand here. No fingers are being pulled.
Smiling.
Just behind me there, I think, is a record there. A lot of strawberries I can see. I can actually see more from this photo than I can from where I'm standing, so I'll probably just carry on.
Okay, so we are using ingredients that we've been using for the last couple weeks. Mm. So it's a little bit tropical. So it's more of like it's a tropical martini. And it's kind of a combination between like a Cosmo and a rum punch, but there's no rum. But what there is...
So just a punch.
Oh, yeah,
just
actually
a punch.
There is. There's Malibu rum.
So it's
rum.
A combination between a drink and a punch.
Yes, but there is Malibu rum. And
our new favorite.
It's got
Malibu.
A little penguin suit on. It actually looks like something that might have been served as the Titanic was going down.
Yeah, well, so I make little clothes for your
booze
bottles. I did.
What? That's fucked up.
I
did you really make
them.
That?
I did. Yeah.
Oh,
look, my name's on the back.
Oh shit.
Something sweet and sassy. Anyways, I like to dress up my booze like Audrey Hepburn. Whatever.
Yes.
It looks great.
Do you like play dolls with your booze? And like, you've been naughty, kind of thing.
Woo. Okay, so you're going to do a half a shot for each glass. So we're going to do a full shot. We'll move on. We can come back to that. That's okay.
Oh, I'm just imagining your liquor cabinet. It's just like...
All dressed up?
It's good.
Okay, so then we do a half a shot of Malibu rum, a half a shot of peach schnapps, but I'm putting a full one so that we can make two drinks.
Do you have any bottles of liquor that you've got like a little bikini on or like a tutu?
You have to wait till next week.
Okie dokie.
Then a half a shot of vodka. You know my favorite, which is the Russian standard vodka.
It's so Russian. Like that is
so
the
Russian.
Most Russian looking bottle. Not that it looks like the Kremlin, but it's very sort of ornate in its print.
The bottle looks like a building from the Kremlin.
It looks stoic and like grunty.
But it also has a little tie on with a tie clip. So
that's your thing, though, that you've put on there.
Is that 1 liter or 1.125?
That isn't factory. That's not a factory edition.
How big is this? It's giant.
And then we have cranberry juice, so you want to fill with cranberry juice.
I do back McCoy cranberry juice. You might like to know. I know that I did poo-poo the orange juice a little bit. I find the orange juice to be a little bit stale.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Smith Beanie's giving me the nod. Thank you, Sam. Didn't get any support last week on that. Nice to have you in the room.
So fill with cranberry juice.
Are you
and
shaking?
Then shake.
Oh shit. Yut!
This isn't like a baby shaker.
Do we need to name this drink, by the way?
We
named it.
Oh,
what did you
I
call
did.
It?
It's a Shake Your Love Martuni.
Oh, okay.
Could be a Look of Love Martuni.
Oh wow.
Oh, wow.
It's totally pink.
There's two different colors. That buzzes me out.
Wow.
It actually looks like a watermelon Arizona drink. I know it isn't. And that disappoints me.
Another
Kristen, wow. This is awesome.
Here's the piece de resistance. I don't even
see. That means the good bit.
Yep. Translate that. Wonderful garnish there.
A little...
Nobody's garnishing. Nobody's garnished in a long time on Cocktail Corner.
So I'm garnishing with a strawberry.
John's
that's
getting the phone
cut
out
like
again.
A heart.
He can't resist. You better put that right up on the same post that you put up before so I can have a look at it. Somebody's saying they flipped the bird at speed cameras. Thank you very much for that support.
Okay, so we have...
How come that won't... It will not impale itself on the glass.
You cut the strawberries in a heart and you can just kind of... hook it onto a glass.
Oh, there's a heart. I see.
How cute is that?
Kiss him.
I just realized.
Kiss him.
Okay.
Oh, it's very Valentine's Day.
So.
Me and my baby.
Here we go. So this is something that is, like I said, a cross between a Cosmo and a rum punch.
Everyone's taking pictures. I'm just going to drink.
For Valentine's Day.
Don't take no pictures of the drink.
Well, I've been... Cheers, everyone.
Is this going to punch my face off? What's the vibe? Oh, the crust is crusty. Like, the rim has got a bit of...
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't just go away.
What do you think?
The rim is one of the best rims I've ever seen.
Huh.
We're on, a run of delicious, sweet cocktails.
Fuck. It's out the park. Somebody hire this woman.
Well, I am certified.
What's the coconut stuff? The coconut sugar?
It's coconut sugar, organic coconut sugar.
Can you go over the whole drinking game because this is seriously good, and I feel like I was just rambling bullshit the whole time.
Yeah, because I'm
going to
make another round for our we have a fan base here.
We do. We look newsletter.
We have Saturday Sam. Saturday Sam.
Oh, the 6 o'clock news is a little bit buzzy.
Okay, so we have a shot of Malibu rum.
Okay. Yep.
We have
that's the winner. The Malibu rum is the winner.
It is. Yeah. That's good because it goes with everything. You'd be surprised.
Did you just say I F-wording love Malibu over there? Okay.
I don't think I'd ever really had Malibu until about 2 weeks ago.
I don't think that a lot of people do. We kind of make fun of it. And then, well, anyways, on the side, then we had a
partied in Silverdale with me, bro.
A shot of peach schnapps and then a shot of vodka.
God damn, this is great. The rim is the best.
Yeah, it's the coconut sugar.
That sticks around. It's not like often someone will put a bit of rim on the glass and I'm like, oh, it just goes away real quick. But this has got legs. Like, you can kind of almost lick it.
That's good.
Do I eat the strawberry?
You can eat the strawberry. I have more.
I really hope someone's cutting up this audio and having fun with it out there. Oh, mate, with the tape, can you just remix this?
So then you add the cranberry juice and you shake it again. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Nobody's fault. It's a lovely shake, too. It's a very analog sounding shake.
It's little.
How did you come up with this cocktail? How do you know it was going to work?
Who is behind the scenes here?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So I look up...
It tastes like candy.
It's quite unusual.
So I look
up recipes. It's amazing. It's an amazing cocktail.
Is it?
It's amazing. It's an amazing cocktail.
Aw.
John's finished his. He didn't even bother. The rim is still there. He's like, fuck it.
Well, we can
even try and savor it.
Arms across
as
if to say, yep, keen for another one when you're ready.
All right. So, and here's the deal, is that once you have these ingredients, this is really easy to make. This is not something that you need to have.
Yeah, you're doing it quick.
Yeah. I think it's the cutting of the strawberries, making sure that you cut it and then don't cut the little heart off.
We should mention, if you ever do want to see the recipes and whatnot, we do put them up with the podcast, I believe, on the 95BFM website. When I say we, it's not me.
It's me.
It's you?
That's the ultimate we when it's not you. You know what I mean?
Whoops. Oh, no. Sometimes, like I said, you have to be careful with this. Here you go, Sam.
It's all right.
No love strawberry for you. Do you? Well, that was a 5-second rule. I don't think it works with wet fruit, man. It's like, shit. Yeah, okay.
So this is for anybody. You don't have to have a Valentine. You can be your own Valentine. I have been my own Valentine for quite a few.
Five of these.
Not now, but before when I was
younger. Five of these, and I'm anybody's, including myself.
All right, everyone. He's already had one. Mm. Four down. Four more.
Sam, I dropped my strawberry. Are you going to come over here? I dropped my strawberries, Sam.
Now you can...
Sam, my strawberries on the floor.
Oh, no. Well, you can use citrus vodka as well if you want a little bit more of a bite, like you have that lime juice. You have the lime juice rim, but you can actually add a little bit more.
Mm.
Everybody like it? Is it crowd pleaser?
Shout out, Super Down Massive.
So anyways, I look up cocktails based around kind of a theme, and then I tweak it to include all the liquor that we have in the... It's not a huge... I don't want people starting to come down and be like, we want our liquor.
We've got There's so a, much booze at BFM.
There is some.
It's not the case.
It's more of just like a random, ragtag box of booze. So I take that and then look up recipes around it and then tweak it to see what I can easily get, and that what people would possibly have in their liquor cabinet so that they can make these cocktails as well and not have to go, you know.
I'm going to score it. I'm scoring it. It's 9 out of 10. Yeah. That's a nine out, that is a 9 out of 10 cocktail. It's got everything you need. It's got a bit of fruit on the side. It's got a solid rim. Very tasty drink inside. And it's like, it's nice and petite. It's got a little bit fancy, you know, pinky out. John's going to give it 8.5.
Well, so. You can see how quickly I drank it. So, I mean, that. I mean,
yeah,
I'll
let's
just
give
do it.
It.
maybe 30 seconds. I drank that in, so.
Great drink.
Well, it does have cranberry juice, so that is good for you.
It's a good drink. I don't have any more speeches left. That was a really nice drink. Thank you very much, Kristen.
Oh, cheers, everyone.
Thank
Happy
you to
Valentine's
strawberries.
Day.
Thank you to vodka. Thank you to that coconut drink that I like. Thank you to Silver Dough.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.